A pioneering Arkansas musician from Brinkley was posthumously honored on Monday. A stretch of U.S. Highway 49 is being dedicated as the Louis Jordan Memorial Highway. The sign unveiling ceremony took place in his hometown. With a conversation on what led up to this, here's member station KUAR's Michael Hiblin.
Louis Jordan was born in Brinkley in 1908 and went on to national fame, playing the saxophone and singing toward the end of the swing era.
Is you, is or is you ain't my baby.
Stephen Cook, host of the public radio program Arkansongs, is also author of the book Louis Jordan, Son of Arkansas, Father of R&B.
Was the most popular recording artist of the 1940s, sold millions of records, 50 top 10 hits. He's a little bit forgotten even in his home state. So this is a great thing to have this highway sign saying the Louis Jordan Highway on it's Highway 49 in Brinkley. It's a significant highway in its own right. Historically, it was a blues thoroughfare north and south, and there were clubs all along the way in these cities. So it has its own significance, but Louis Jordan is a guy that's recorded with Bing Crosby and Louis Armstrong, Ella Fitzgerald, and is a towering figure in the creation of rhythm and blues and rock and roll. He was an influence James Brown, Chuck Berry, Ray Charles, B.B. King. All the greats in their own genres were mostly influenced by Louis Jordan.
So safe to say he played some of the places that used to line U.S. 49.
I would think that would be a safe bet. Louis wasn't a blues artist per se. He was a little more urbane guy. He was a saxophone player, by the way, and a great vocalist. And there's a great museum in Brinkley that has a section devoted to him and the old train station there. And so there's great opportunities for tourism here. This is a win for Arkansas to have Louis Jordan memorialized in this way.
Everybody, let's have some fun. You only live but once, and when you're dead, you're done. So let the good times roll.
When I was a child, this is mentioned in my Louis Jordan book, but when I was a child, I would go through Brinkley on a family trip and wonder where the statue to Louis Jordan was in town. And of course, there is no statue still. There's a bust in the train station in the museum. But this is a significant, cool thing for the state of Arkansas to do. Arkansas has been working with the Arkansas Department of Transportation on this, and a couple of our esteemed legislators have gotten this through, and kudos to all these folks. But this is part of the whole system that they've done. They've named a highway for Rosetta Tharpe and also for Levon Helm and Johnny Cash, and this is a really great thing for Arkansas.
Yeah, it seems like Arkansas has really, in the last decade, really come to appreciate these people who were pioneers who came from here after being neglected for so long.
That's true, and I've always felt that way. That's one reason Arkansongs exists in the first place, and Louis Jordan actually is the reason that I would even consider to do a program like Arkansongs, is because I found out, you know, how important he was, how pivotal he was, and I was like, well, who else is from around here that no one is talking about that was also equally significant? And I must say, I haven't found anyone maybe that was equally as significant and as forgotten as Louis Jordan, but there's so many great people, and there's many other highways we could do this for.
Another incredible pioneer of Arkansas, Sister Rosetta Tharpe, was recently inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. You also played a role in getting a section of highway dedicated to her. Talk about what the process is like. What do you have to do to get the highway department to name a stretch of highway after someone?
Well, it's something that, you know, we've been talking about with people that are interested in this kind of thing for decades. And I think it just takes the right person to hear the right persuasive talk and to understand possibly, you know, it's not just a great thing for history, which is fine in itself, but it's also an economic thing. It's a tourism thing, you know, benefits the towns that these people came from. This gives people a place to go see and to go look, and that love this kind of music or want to know more about it. They're all over the world, and they want to find out about this kind of music and life. And that's one thing we have here in the Delta and in Arkansas is this. This is our our oil. This is our Saudi Arabia oil. You know, this is a great cultural deep thing that we're really just now starting to explore.
Well, again, the stretch of U.S. 49 is between Brinkley and Marvel, being dedicated as the Louis Jordan Memorial Highway. Stephen Cook, host of Arkansongs, thanks very much.
Thank you. A great day for Arkansas.
In Little Rock, I'm Michael Hiplin.